All right, let's get to this. WGN, your hometown series, featuring today, this last Thursday of the month, when we do this every month here on GN, featuring Elk Grove Village.
Your hometown. You're listening to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. Come along as we head west to Elk Grove Village and explore a place that could be your hometown.
Many of you wrote to tell us about Elk Grove Village, what you love about living there, from the parks and amenities to the vibrant economy and that village feel. It also, of course, we learned there really are elk in Elk Grove Village. Did not know that until today, so that's something else to check out there. Let's talk with Dave Baer. He's the owner of the McDonald's in Elk Grove Village there, one of the McDonald's there. And welcome to the show, Dave. Thanks for calling in. And thank you, by the way. I just tried the frozen sparkling beverages from McDonald's. Not something I checked before. I had tried before. Very delicious.
Well, good afternoon, Anna. Thanks for having us joining you today. I'm glad you can enjoy one of our delightful, refreshing frozen carbonated beverages that we now have at McDonald's across Chicago and definitely over in Elk Grove Village. Three flavors. We've got our wild cherry. We've got our Coca-Cola, which is the dominant flavor. And then for the summer, we've got our Sprite Limonade. So I hope you can come back and enjoy it and try it again.
I will. The Fanta Wild Cherry is spectacular, very refreshing, which is in the name. And that's right. It's sparkling beverages, they're called. Are those new?
Sparkling beverages.
Dave, are those new?
We've had them. Actually, Chicago was the marketplace that pioneered it across the entire U.S. system. We've had it in Chicago now for our fourth year, and this year we brought in the Sprite Limonade as a new flavor variety, and we'll look to change more flavors out moving forward.
Okay, you're always changing.
And if you want something that's extra special, yeah, I would say, get an ice cream cone and dump the ice cream inside of it and then mix it up a little bit. That is an awesome beverage.
So that sounds so cool. So you get an ice cream and you dump that into it, and you put it into one of these drinks. Okay, I like that.
Just stir it up. It kind of makes it like a shake consistency. It tastes awesome.
Kind of a pro tip next time you go to McDonald's. So you are a second generation, and you guys own 23 locations, mostly in the northwest suburbs and the western suburbs there. How have things changed over that time since when your dad was running the biz?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, my parents opened their first restaurant in 1967. So, you know, back then, didn't have breakfast, didn't have a dining room, didn't have a drive-through. Can you imagine? No drive-thrus at McDonald's. I didn't have Happy Meals, so things have changed dramatically. McDonald's has grown and changed with the times, as our consumer has, and our communities have changed and grown. And now we've got, you know, full-fledged, beautiful dining rooms. We're getting them back open now post-pandemic with table service. Great, tremendous quality product. You know, most of our core products that people grew up with, the Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder, those really haven't changed too much. Mm-hmm. Our French fries are still America's favorite product, and America's favorite fries. And the business has changed, but our focus on quality, service, cleanliness, and value, and our commitment to our community has not changed a single bit.
Yeah, I noticed that. You guys have donated more than $100,000 to local schools, so you're totally embedded in that community and giving back in a big way, too. That's awesome, Dave.
Yeah, you know, we have at the Baer Family Restaurants as a McDonald's franchise, we all have the ability to be entrepreneurs and following and meeting McDonald's very high quality standards. But we all have our own ways of meeting, engaging with our community. And the Baer Family Restaurants, we call it serving with significance in everything that we do. Volunteerism is a cornerstone and a foundational pillar of everything we do. And we give back handsomely to all of our communities.
Yeah, that is really cool to hear. And I've heard that before about McDonald's franchise owners, that they are there to give to help support different sorts of people in need and teams and all kinds of things in their community. Hey, I'm looking at this, that there's a loyalty program for McDonald's being launched in the summer. Is that something that's got in the Chicago area too?
Absolutely. We just kicked it off this week. It's called McDonald's My Rewards. This is our McDonald's loyalty program, which will be catered to each individual user. We have it over in Elk Grove. Download the McDonald's app on your phone. It makes ordering very easy. It makes payment with link payment very easy. And even better yet, we give you rewards for food redemption. So the more you spend, the more you get back in rewards. And we want to encourage you and we want to recognize you for your loyalty to our brand.
How popular are the coffee drinks? Because I noticed that those are pretty good. You got lots of different options, too. I had one yesterday in the little Pedway down here. I walked around here in the downtown area at our McDonald's here. And really good. Really good options.
We've got tons of options. And our menu continues to evolve post the pandemic. to really drive those consumer tastes and provide those to the consumer that you want and you crave. Our coffee, I love our iced coffee. Amazing, especially this time of year. It gets you a little pickup you need. And the flavor, you can have hazelnut, vanilla, or caramel. Or if you want no flavor at all or no sugar and no cream, you can do it that way. We totally customize it for you at the ease and speed of McDonald's.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's cool that you keep all the staples and then you're constantly sort of evolving and trying new things, including these refreshing beverages that I just tried too. And then, of course, you've entered the chicken wars with what, three new sandwiches, if relatively new?
Yep, we've got our new crispy chicken sandwiches. So we've got, you know, the classic chicken, which is a great bun with butter and pickles on it. Very simple, very southern style. Then we get to our spicy flavored, which is that great chicken breast, really delicious and full of flavor, and it's very, very juicy and moist. And then we add a great spicy flavor sauce to it. And then, of course, we have our deluxe varieties of both of those. So we add lettuce and tomato, fresh Roma tomatoes, fresh lettuce on top of it. It's a great contrast between the hot, the sweet, and the cold. All of those are just great products. They're probably my favorites right now.
A lot of people's favorites. I know that. I was reading in one of like the business journals or whatever that in 2019, some franchise owners basically appealed to the McDonald's and said, "Hey, we need a chicken sandwich. Everyone's got them. We need a really good one." And so then they came up with these. Which one's selling the best?
Right now, they're all really close. The spicy chicken and the regular classic chicken are probably the two best sellers. But as we're getting into the summer, the deluxe variety is starting to come forward pretty well.
Yeah.
But all of them are doing very well.
That's good to hear. Hey, Dave, I don't know if you know this. I think I know your brother. Wasn't he one of the original Wrigley rooftop owners over there by Wrigley Field? Your famous brother, Mark?
Yeah, my brother, Mark, with his friend, Mike Kaufman. Mm-hmm. Yes. You probably do know my family.
I've been to the rooftop on occasion. They no longer own it. I know that. But the Cubs, the Ricketts do now. But that, for many years, was a very, very fun place to go. And they did a remarkable job. As I recall, it was that pink house over there that they tore down and they built the rooftop. And the rest was history, as they say. But yeah, it's a pretty incredible story, everything your family has accomplished. Can I ask you something else? Have you seen the elk in Elk Grove Village? I just learned today that there actually are elk there.
Yes, we have seen the elk. Unfortunately, they do not frequent our restaurant. They are not consumers at McDonald's, but we do drive by and see them over in their habitat. I, like yourself, we purchased the Elk Grove restaurant in 2013, and I was seeking out the elk, and the mayor told me where I could find them, and of course they're there in their habitat.
It's worth going out and taking a look. I had no idea before today, and Dave, thank you for joining us, and thanks for doing what you're doing there in the community of Elk Grove. Visit the McDonald's. You've got few of them.
Yeah, so please come visit us at any of the McDonald's across Chicago. Of course, we love to see you in Elk Grove. We're really committed to the community there, but we're all over the Chicago area, and come please visit all 95% of the McDonald's restaurants are owned by private family businesses like ourselves. They're locally owned, locally committed to the community, and we'd love to see you come visit us and just come say hi.
Sounds good, Dave. Thanks for your time today. Say hi to Mark for me, okay?
I sure will. Thanks, Anna.